All right, it's December 6th. We got 11 games on the docket. It's going to be a good night for the Toronto Maple Leafs. I should come in there and light up the Red Wings. I think trusting William Nylander in his first game is not a bad idea. He's only 5,200. And Marlowe is cheap, 4,700. I suspect that they're going to play together. Nothing has been officially made there. And rolling the goalie, absolutely an awesome idea. Auston Matthews and John Tavares are just a little too expensive if you want to be rolling the dice with those guys. I don't blame you. Colorado and Florida. Landeskog, 6,900. Don't know why he's so much cheaper than Rantanen and McKinnon. Florida is not a good defensive team. Stacking it seems too expensive. But Landeskog is legit. Huberdeau has been on fire. He's got 14 points his last six games. Not a bad idea. I mean, Varlamov did have a shutout last time, but wouldn't be too bad of a decision. He's just been on fire. Tyson Barrie at 6,000. He's a very good defenseman, but just a little overpriced. I like Michael Matheson as a $4,400 guy. He's looked really good lately. I don't think he can go wrong. If you're trying to do a punt for a $4,400 punt, Matheson might not be bad. Eric Johnson's played better too as a cheap defenseman, $3,900. On to the next game. It's Columbus and Philadelphia. Cam Atkinson riding a ridiculous scoring streak, 7,300. Not a bad guy to invest in versus the crappiest team in hockey, honestly, goaltending-wise. Philadelphia will be rolling out Anthony Stolarz. I would rock Atkinson. I would rock Panarin at 5,800, Dubois 5,600. I see Columbus. I mean, they played a 9-6 game the other day. I see them as a very, very smart decision today as well. Do not roll the goalie, Bobrovsky. It probably won't even be him. It'll probably be Korpisalo. Any Pittsburgh or Philadelphia guys wouldn't be bad either. Giroux, 6,400. But I like Gostis Bears cheap, 4,900. He's been struggling. But Columbus plays lackadaisical defense. He wouldn't be bad. Werenski scored last game, 4,800. Can't go wrong there. Simmons is 4,400, but he may or may not play. James Van Riemsdyk's yet to get on track, but I know he's playing. I think he's still playing a top power play, so I don't think you can go too wrong in a punt for 4,000 there on Van Riemsdyk. On to the next game. It'll be a very popular decision to play Crosby at 7,100, Malkin at 6,700. And Phil Kessel at 6,100. Vegas thinks Pittsburgh is going to absolutely hammer New York Islanders. Casey DeSmith, probably a good choice. Avoiding all the Islanders, I'd say, is a good choice. Lay down here. Before he's 3,400. I don't see that would be a good punt if you want to go a heavy stack. All right, we got Montreal and Ottawa. Everybody in this game is relatively priced in the middle. Domi 6,500, Drouin 6,500. I'm not really feeling this game much. Brady Tkachuk 6,200. It just everybody seems a little overpriced for this matchup. I would just avoid it. Boston and Tampa Bay. Another one I'm not feeling very much. I've always been telling you to go with Marchand, but he ain't really done much. Stamkos, at 5,900, I think great utility play. I'd avoid Tuukka Rask and Louis Domingue here, too. It's a tough game to pick who's going to win, and if your goalie doesn't win, you're pretty screwed. Headman at 5,200 is a great bargain. I will say that. And so is Torrey Krug at 5,000. Torrey Krug has a bunch of assists this year. Most of them on the power play. Minnesota and Calgary. They're rolling. Calgary's rolling. Johnny Gaudreau, Johnny Hockey, 7,200. He's priced there pretty good. I mean, he's playing with Monahan, so 7,200, 6,900, not a bad role. Dubnyk hasn't been playing very good lately. Giordano and Parise and Lindholm and Granlund, they're all too expensive. Matthew Tkachuk, 5,900. I mean, he's all right. He's all right to pick. He's averaging 4 fantasy points per game.
Minnesota side, I really like the way that Dumba and Zucker have played this year, but I'm pretty sure they're going to roll out David Riddick, and David Riddick is it's been solid this year. I definitely expect Calgary to win, and going with Riddick, a little more risky than the first two goalies I recommended, but I don't think Minnesota's going to win the game. Washington and Arizona, Ovechkin 7,900, ridiculously high. It looks like Aiden Hill will probably still be in. This game, I don't know. I don't know what to think of it. It's a team that is hit and miss, like Washington. A lot of injuries to Wilson and Oshie. Versus a team that they're on a winning streak. They won 4 in a row. Clayton Keller's only 4,900. If you think Arizona's got a chance versus Holtby tonight, Clayton Keller, 4,900. Nick Schmaltz, 4,500. Oliver Ekman-Larsson, so I think he's got assists in 3 straight, 4,400. I mean, if you believe in Arizona beating Washington, they're on a roll. Those guys are cheap, and they will get it done for you. Nashville and Vancouver. Unfortunately, Forsberg broke his hand. ELC's too expensive. Arvidsson is out. Subban is still out. So,
you know, Vancouver and Nashville, it's tough to pick against Pekka Rinne. I mean, Vancouver, hit or miss. I think Rinne is always super expensive, but he'll probably get the job done for you. I would not go with
offense in this game. It's hard to stack, but Kevin Fiala's been rolling, and Craig Smith gets a lot of shots off. Bo Horvat, if you believe Vancouver is going to be competitive today, it's super cheap, 4,700.
On to Chicago and Vegas. Chicago on the back-to-back. They didn't look too bad today. Patrick Kane, 6,400. He's priced right. Alex Tuch's getting expensive at 6,300. Pacioretty's probably not going to play. Carlson had his goal streak broken at 5,700. Vegas is definitely projected to win this game. DraftKings agrees by putting 4 of the top 5 highest priced players on Vegas. I like a sleeper in this one. The way Erik Gustafsson played tonight, I mean, he was on fire. 4,300. Not an awful decision if you're looking for a cheap defenseman. And I'm going to go on to the next one. Final game, New Jersey and LA Kings. Two teams that are not traditionally high scoring. It probably will be Jonathan Quick and Keith Kincaid. New Jersey is projected to win by Vegas. Hall, 7,400. It's hard to stack him with Palmieri and Heischer. And Palmieri wasn't even playing with them the last time I watched him, a couple days ago. Kopitar playing better, 5,200. But in this game, probably a goaltender decision. 2-1, you know, maybe 3-2 at worst. Drew Doughty, cheap defenseman, 4,700. And I like the way Damon Severson has played this year. He's averaging 2.5 fantasy points per game. And I don't really usually invest heavily in big price defensemen, so $4,000 for Damon Severson is very economical. Thanks for listening, and Hopefully a few of you have been following me. You would have won some decent money. We'll see you next time.